This is Best Beat Film Mix on Radio Sega.
Let's get scratching. Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega? Sega?
Yeah. Part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds.
I've done a podcast.
They just look like sausages. People who are sausages.
You have to say it.
Stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you.
Check it out.
This is
Best Feet
Full Mix
on Radio Sega.
Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of Fast Feet's Fomix. I'm Fast Feet, your host for the next hour or so of random Sega and Sonic banter. Yes, if you're new to the Fomix, Fomix is essentially the Sega community's only call-in show. So if you want to call into the show, you can always do that if you've got Skype. You add Fomix, and you can get started that way. So yes, the only call-in show. So we should take a few more callers, I think, this week. We've got a variety of different people joining me as my regular co-hosts. Now this week we've got SJ, or Scott, joining us again, as usual.
Hello.
And again, a repeating co-host, we have Div Frank with us as well.
I wouldn't miss this for the world. I didn't turn down Harry Potter.
Indeed not. But we also have two callers in with us technically at this point. We have Echo Hawk, who's... She just done a show with Archangel UK, with Radio Redux, but has come to join us on the Fomix as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And we also have a guest, Dario Santos, who's called in from us. I don't know if he's got any of a nickname, but he's joined us as well for this week's Fomix.
What is up, my friends? Oh my god, this is so awesome.
Awesome. Yes, indeed. We'll be keeping an eye on the IRC chat room alongside with our usual random banter, as much as it is random because we just talk rubbish each week. But it's good as it's Sega and Sonic-y, so can't complain there. If you do want to request any music to be played, as usual, you can get hold of us on Twitter as well, at Fast Feet Media. So if you do that, you'll be able to get some requests in. But obviously, if you're in the IRC room, please don't hesitate to send some requests our way, and we will crack them on. Anyway. Upward and onward with this week's Fast Feet Fomix. Call it the action episode this week, so I think prior to starting the show, I got a few action tracks put into this, so hopefully it's going to sound a bit more energetic, vibrant, perhaps, really, so we'll see. But also action, because there's actually been some stuff going on this week, rather than the last 2 weeks when we've been on the show saying, oh, Sega aren't doing anything.
Yeah, makes a change this time.
Especially last week.
Yeah, last week so much so they're obviously preparing for this week. Yeah. Let's give a rundown to everyone in the RC chat room. It's always good to give a shout out. I just remember being in the RC room myself when we were doing radio, Sega Sonic radio shows a long time ago. I wanted to be shouted out there. So we've got, oddly enough now, we now have Nintendo Tom, Trigon, Spondy, Biafra, Bluebird 95, Cobra the Beast, D'Artagnan, Echo Hawk, myself, Gonic, Mina, Rad, Resident SD, Retrix, Rio No Cage, SJSF, Sonic Mark, the Mulletron, and Zego Yoda. The Mulletron. Mulletron. That's one of the weird names, yeah. I am Mulletron. I will change your hair.
All fear the mullet. Fear it.
Definitely. We also got Sounds Like Sega this week as well. So a few more tasty tunes, although I've got a few more lined up for next week for various reasons, which I think everyone's going to love. I think they sound like they should be new tunes in some Sonic games. But plenty this week, and most of them have been requested by other people than myself this week, so that makes a bit of a change. Of course, last week I was the Hag of the Week, but of course, the rule is, we can't have two Hags of the Week the same in 2 weeks, so someone has to be in Hag of the Week apart from me, so we shall see who hags me. I shall hag them, as it were, anyway. So yeah, Well, let's dip in and get into skinny of it all. So what happened this week? Well, we found out earlier in the week that Sonic Stadium and Sonic Retro were going to get a special announcement this week regarding Sonic the Hedgehog 4, obviously being released on PS3, the Xbox 360, and Wii in their sort of virtual console download formats, as it were. So we knew about that already, but there was going to be an announcement. Turned out, the announcement was essentially to say that Sonic 4 has been delayed slightly, but it is going to be on iPhone. Sega have been teasing about that little fourth platform for quite a while now, really, but I would have thought it'd be quite obvious to a lot of people that it was going to be iPhone, and the only slight difference is iPads in as well, because that's a new bit of hardware, but yeah, kind of expected that. But they've delayed it. As I said, obviously quality issues, they want to make it as good as possible. Now, I'm all for that as well, really. I reckon that might have happened off the fact that the response they've got from the community thought, well, instead of just, you know, rushing this out in the summer, let's take a bit more time on it. And when you've seen games like Sonic 06 being rushed out, that probably makes you think it's probably a good thing. So let's say, would you rather have a 2D version of Sonic 06, or have something that's just, you know, had a bit more time and dedication put into it? God, can you imagine that? 2D version of Sonic 06. The horror.
Probably would have had. I personally think, because then they wouldn't spend their time on the graphics, it'd probably be mostly the story, which is important.
Yeah, I don't know how that even worked in 2D, but still.
Trust me, you're...
Whoa, someone lives next to a road.
Sorry.
Hey, I was going to say, if you've played Lunar Silver Star Story, that was pretty 2D throughout most of it, and it just had some animated cutscenes.
Cool. I don't know how many of us have played that. Get us a link or something so we can see it all.
Alright.
So yeah, what does everyone else think of the Sonic 4 announcement that happened this week? Echo Hawk, seeing as you're in with, the guy himself who runs the community almost, what do you think? Echo Hawk, you there? Obviously not. Alright, let's pick someone else then. Scott, what do you think on this week's happenings on Sonic 4 then?
I think it's actually a good thing because, as you said, I'd rather it be more a mixture of quality and quantity than just a rushed product. Because if it's a rushed product, then, as you said, it's going to be another Sonic 06, which is buggy and glitchy.
That's it. I mean, it's delayed. Yeah, sure. And that's probably really, you know, I think it's pissed off most people.
I know it's annoyed a few people, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's just a couple of months extra to wait, and the end result will be hopefully a very great game that will follow on the tradition of the old style.
Definitely. I think there's a few things that fans want fixing, you know, because there's stuff like, well, you know, it doesn't look quite like the old Sonic used to be. I think they want, like, the animation of Sonic, how he moves, to be a bit better. Because it looks, yeah, alright, it's 3D, but they still want it to look a bit more classic-y. I kind of agree with that. I still want it to look a bit more like it used to be. When it comes down to it, people are always saying about Sonic 4 and just how the game, people perceive the game how they want it to be. It's just almost exactly like the classic ones, and people should move on, and it's a new 2D game. It should be treated as a new 2D game as such as well, really. Which is fair, but it's a Sonic game. It's got to have a lot of elements in there, I think, to me, personally, that really do shout out the classic. And that's half the point of doing a 2D game. Otherwise, you might as well do something new with one of the 3D games. It doesn't make a lot of sense, quite frankly, otherwise.
Yeah.
Dario, are you there?
Yep.
Cool. So what do you think about Sonic 4 this week, then? So it's been delayed a bit, or just your general thoughts on Sonic 4?
Well, actually, I got even more excited when I heard about this news that they're taking more time to, I guess, polish it up. Because now I'm fully expecting Sonic 4 to be eons past the new 2D Mario game. It was like the new Super Mario Bros. For the DS. I'm fully expecting Sonic 4 to be way better than that.
Yeah, because I've played that, but only on the Wii, the new Super Mario Brothers, and I played it through a fair bit. Did get a bit bored after a while, because I was like, it feels like it's almost the same game, practically. And having seen some of the leaked footage as well from the game, of Sonic 4, that is, Yeah, it does resemble a lot of very similar stuff. At the end of the day, I kind of wanted to. You kind of want to have new, but you kind of want old at the same time. And finding that balance is just so tricky. But I think, you know, spending a bit more time on it is definitely going to pay out, hopefully. Just the only problem I get with this is that, yeah, episode 2 and 3 are going to be delayed now because of the result of that, so I'm going to have to wait even longer. Bear in mind, like we keep saying, there's not a whole amount going on in Sega and Sonic releases right now. It'd be good to have something come out. But I think ultimately, yes, we'd rather wait.
Patience is a virtue.
Indeed.
That's the big word.
Actually, the best things come to those who wait.
Touche.
Both are just as good as the other.
Indeed. Yeah, so if we're going off and talking about leaks again, it seems like a certain plumber's been up at Sega's American headquarters and fixed a lot of leaks up there, as it were. Because those of you who've been paying attention to the community might notice that the Sega of America public FTP that anyone could access is now closed for business. So, well, a lot of us used to get our leaks from the Sonic community and used to find dodgy stuff lying around there. Can't do that anymore. I think I heard someone go, "Oh no, it's where we get our leaks from now?" Somewhere else. But the whole point is, I think so you could do with a lot less leaks. Obviously, those are the ones that have been coming out of the America FTP have been accidental. So, yeah, I think that's a good thing, by the way. Above all, there's been a resource called Sega Press for a while now, and that's usually meant for journalists and press people, but you know, certain guys in the Sonic community do get access to it as well, which is very useful. But that's the way it should be as well, and it's far better organised as well at the end of the day. But yeah, there's been a bit of a debate about that, so I'm kind of good for it if it stops all these leaks coming out. It'll keep us more in suspense, and if anything, the leaks cause problems because people go and see what's there and they go, "Oh, well, it's probably not going to be that good just because of what they've seen." I remember watching or playing a demo disc. What the hell? Say that again.
What?
All I got out of that was just garbled bits and pudding at the end of it. Gurgled and pudding.
Garbled pudding.
Someone needs to sort their mic out, so get on it. But yeah, back to the point. I will stop in a minute, by the way. This is a bit of a rant, but still. Used to have one demo disc, and I vividly remember from a Saturn demo disc, things like that. It's not the finished product. You're playing something which is a demo. And people forget that when they look at leaked material, because it's not finished, and they just think it's, you know, that's how it's going to be. And totally not. But again, plugging up the leaks is probably the best thing for the time being to stop this sort of thing happening in the future. It must give the people who make these leaks or, you know, make these fuck-ups happen, they just slap around the head for sakes. I mean, people would actually get, you know, fired or something like that if it actually was that bad, but still.
Well, there's some cases where, you know, and I hear this through the grapevine, more or less, but I mean, as much as it should be, it's, you'd think they'd get in more trouble, but unfortunately, it's just, you know, it's a company. They're going to make the decisions themselves, unfortunately. So it's sometimes really heart-wrenching because some people really go out of their way to do some pretty awful stuff, too. So it's,
yeah, there is that as well.
Well, I'd say they usually try to get the hype early or maintain the hype with a small little leak, but fortunately, most people scrutinize it or have those high expectations. And then get shot down. Like, for instance, one of my friends was really into the Chevy Bolt, and he expected it to be like a sports car. Turns out it's more of a you know, just regular
thing.
So, I mean, it works both. And then now with Apple, you know, they had their leak with their new iPhone. They actually had like a description for how it actually started and who did it.
Wasn't it Gizmodo or something like that?
I believe it was Photos. I mean, untimely announcements pretty much screws up plans, especially when you want people to get surprised by the product.
Yeah. It's always hard to say, really, but I think there is this light and dark side in some respects, in the same ways as games, that we've got a good side to the community, we've still got a bad side to the community, and fortunately the bad side of the community doesn't see through too often, or you don't see it, but it is there. Yeah, it can cause a right pain in Sega's butters. I'm sure it was Echo Hawk's hurt, but I've, you know, heard it from Hey UK himself that there are pain in the butt websites out there. Fortunately, Radio Sega and Fast Media aren't part of them. Yeah, we're the good side, if anything.
You don't want it, Sega.
That's for everyone else to decide, I suppose, really, but yeah. Right, we've had a couple of requests come in now, so I'm going to go to a music break, and we'll be back shortly with more things to talk about, including the new Peggy app on the App Store, Sonic on Social, and a few other things which are going on as well. But we'll be back shortly, and in the meantime, we can have a couple of requests, and we'll also be back with Sounds Like Sega. Stay tuned, this is Fast Beats Foam.
This is Fast Beats Foam Mix on Radio Sega.
Let's tap, future tapping game.
want to listen to this show again, download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
For real, duh. I can't quit, man.
Let's go, let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Y'all ready to ride. Y'all ready to fly. Y'all ready to live. Y'all ready to
come on. Yeah.
Let's go, let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Y'all ready to move. Y'all ready to fool. Y'all ready to win. If y'all ready to lose.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Slide. Back live to kill it with a squad, so the movement back, maybe the music back. And you got a course I see to get it straight from the source. Now, how cool is that? So you can handle, but the truth is that you fucking with the best, and we coming with the new shit. Black cheer. I need to know how y'all feeling. I need to know if y'all willing to raise it up to the ceiling and get it going. We gotta get it up.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Y'all ready to live? Y'all ready to die?
We gotta get it up.
Hello and welcome back. We are back after several requests. So we've just had on Fast Food's Phone Mix. We've just had the Surfing SRI Remix, a new venture. Surfing SRI Remix, Streets of Rage Remix, remake, the main theme. OX from Mad World, Get It Up, Virtua Tennis on the Run, Let's Tap the Papaya, and that's the long version. And we also have Vector Man, the arranged version, Mind Spurted Tour. So yeah, that's what we just had on here. Again, more requests and we'll play them on the next musical break. Now, as usual, when we come back into our second part of the Phomix, we play Sounds Like Sega. So, I'm now going to list the tracks in the RC chat room so you can see what they are before I played them this week. And here we go. This is Sounds Like Sega for this week. Yeah, that was Sounds Like Sega. Sorry about the long break, my co-host. That was a 2-minute long Sounds Like Sega this week. So we had the start of Kill Switch Engage, starting over, Depeche Mode, Everything Counts, Mr. Iso, Gay Dentists, Janet Jackson, Together Again, The Offspring, Lightning Rod, and Placebo, English Summer Rain. That's a remix of that one, I believe, tour. Yeah, I picked Kill Switch Engage, Mr. Iso, and Offspring. Kill Switch Engage, starting over. Possibly a Sonic 4 track there, maybe, that come in, but I mean, more one for the 3D boss themes there. I'm very much picking out a lot of boss themes, it would seem. Mr. Iso, Gay Dentists, another sort of Jet Set Radio track potential there. And the Offspring, Lightning Rod, again, that could be sort of a finale cutscene thing. I always imagine that track to be a cutscene and it'd have a lot of fast Sonic running or something like that. We also had Depeche Mode, Everything Counts, that was done by Gabby. He's in the chat room now, so I'm sure he can divulge his reasons for picking those tracks. Outside of that, we also had Placebo, English Summer Rain was one of Gabby's two. And that leaves me with Janet Jackson and Together Again, because Scott, that's Jay, picked that track. So care to tell us why you think it sounds like Sega?
Because it sounds like it's from the 8-bit Sonic the Hedgehog. Because it's from one of the levels, I think it's the bridge one.
So you think it sounds like it should be from Jungle or Ridge Zone, yeah, from the Master System version. I see what you mean, where you're coming from there. To me, it almost sounds like it could be a track which is at the end, say, end of Sonic 3D, the ending theme to that. Sort of like My Hero, it could be close to that. Because it sounds similar, but yeah, a couple of potentials there, so yeah, I think that one's in. I don't think everyone's going to quite go for the Kill Switch Engage and Offspring, but I mean, maybe that's more me. I think I listen to my music and I think, yeah, that would work, but everyone else clearly does not agree with that.
Yeah, go figure.
But like I say, next week Sounds Like Sega's going to have a couple of tracks I've already got prepared, really. So, as always, we need you guys out there to always listen to your music throughout the weekend. Let us know what you think sounds like Sega. You come across a track you think that sounds like Sega, let us know. You can do it via www.fastbeatmedia.net or at fastbeatmedia on Twitter. And there's always a topic in there. Secondly, there's also an official topic for Fastbeat's Phone Mix now, which you can now find. Those in the NRC will now see that link appear. It's also on Radio Sega as well, but you'll find a primary one appear on Fastbeat Media first as well. Speaking of which, our forums have been going a bit busier lately, which is always good. Lots of banter going on as well, really, from various people. But yeah, if you want to get involved in the forums, with extra added warble.
That's Ryo.
What?
It's you, Ryo, I'm sorry.
Oh, shoot, sorry. Wait, what's going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, our hag of the week.
Okay.
No one did anything till then, so yeah. I can't be hag week twice, but yeah. Anyway, if you want to go to the forums and check out what's going on there, one of the up and coming forums, I would say, as well, really, is at www.fastbeatmedia.net/forums. I'm also instigating something here, which might be of interest to some people. I want to get a new forum, but don't have the money to do it, so donation time. If you might want to donate to Fast Media to help us get a better forum, which is ergo going to benefit you using it and everyone else who does, then we might start a campaign for that specifically. However, also if you do donate, we might set up a special little area on our download service just for you guys who donate, and you'll get particular exclusive content and unlimited access to download the entire downloads on the site easily. It means you can download entire albums in one go rather than file by file or track by track. That's an idea. If you want to donate, we might throw out those services your way in a better forum, and some of you will have exclusive access to some files as well. So, it's an idea. But again, fastmedia.net is the place to talk about that. Anyway, we'll come off the shameless self-plugging that it is and move on to something else. I was looking earlier on because I was fiddling with my phone as usual. I saw a Peggy app. And those of you who don't know what Peggy is, Peggy is one of the official boards. I think it's mainly based in America, but also operates in the UK to some degree as well. That actually gives out the ratings for games. And they've released a little app on the iPhone store. I think it's mainly for parents, which kind of sucks, but it just shows you every game and its rating, basically. It almost gets to the point where you could search for a game based on its content, whether it's got violence in it in particular, or it's got drug use, or it's got, like, you know, say, verbal abuse or something like that. I'm thinking if you could search for a game based on that, that would be a bit questionable. But, yeah, that's something that came out. I'd like to see new gaming-based apps on the iPhone. So you never know what they might conjure up. There's always something useful on there. Yeah, clearly more topics, so we'll move on. That is slightly off Sega, but those of you might be aware that the Lost finale is going to air later on this evening in America and the UK as well. I've been wanting to watch it for a long time as well, so let's just consider this more of a general television roundup. I can't wait to see that, but I've also been catching up on Sonic X Season 3 because I never got around to watching all of that at the end of the day, really. I think people were sort of saying Sonic X Season 3 was more, oh look, they're, you know, taking a piss out of Transformers and, like, adding them in at the same time. And, yeah, semi-true, I suppose, really. They don't actually transform, but they sure as hell look like them a lot. But yeah, I'm going through watching that again. I don't know, what is everyone else watching?
Anything.
Boom Lost is what I'm getting into our sea room.
Well,
yeah, I've been watching Arabic Ladies thing.
You've been watching Arabic Ladies?
Yeah, that could be misinterpreted.
Oh dear.
What sort of show are we talking about here?
it was just to motivate us to learn Arabic. But apparently there's one Sesame Street, Arabic Sesame Street thing I watched, and it creeped me out because the puppet didn't blink, and it was like it had a lazy eye thing going. I was just like, I'm gonna step out of the room now.
Lazy hand, perhaps, but yeah, that's weird nonetheless. Glee. Oh, who said Glee? They deserve a slap.
I'll definitely see my big school team lose to to Army, which was sad and upsetting. Tell me how defending national champions lose in the first round of the tournament.
First round.
Yeah. You guys just suck.
I think they put their B team in. Because I was looking at the names and I was like, what's that? I don't know any of these guys.
I've been catching up on some anime I've been watching, wanting to see, like Wolf's Rain and Code Geass. Doesn't look like you guys know about it, so yeah. I'm going to go back and my show.
What are they? Intrigued?
Wolf's Rain, I know. But the other
yeah,
one.
I've heard of that.
So you guys haven't heard of Code Geass?
Only heard the name, but I haven't understood it. Didn't have to say any of it.
Well, I guess I can just go into this, but it's about, like, I guess this, like, teenage boy who comes into this encounter with, like, an alien sort of witch kind of being who gives him a power that allows anyone to obey his wishes, but only once. And it sort of goes on to this, like, I guess psychological dark series, which, like, borders on the lines of whether there can be like how like corruption corrupts absolutely and all that stuff. It's interesting and cool, and there's lots of robots.
Robots are always good. unless Sonic's world, but I'd say it's on the topic of robots. Those of you who ever love Virtualon or Virtual on Orangutangram, which is a bit of a tongue twister for me. That was not me trying to pronounce it, by the way. That was just me taking the piss. Don't worry about it.
Orangutangram, I think it's pronounced.
Yeah, you can be my voice as far as Virtual on goes. But there's a new game coming out, which we mentioned last week as well, which would be Virtual on Force, or Virtual on 4, I think it is as well, really.
Actually called Virtual on 4 Force.
Well, you know, yeah, either way it works, I suppose. So yeah, topic there in chat room for those in there. From Sega Bits, another good Sega website. So there are plenty of screens on there as well, and it all looks really good quality of graphics for what you need as well at the end of the day, really. And 2-on-2 gameplay might be good as well, really. But what are they saying? Xbox marketing team, Xbox 360 Special Force Division. Celebrates another success with the announcement of the game. Sounds like Microsoft Trump blowing their own trumpets a little bit there, but hey-ho.
It's, believe it or not, they actually announced it technically, but all they did was they did a little badly drawn picture of one of the mechs in Virtual On. And it just had all these X's to cover up the name, and it was their secret game that they were going to announce at a future time. Oddly enough, it was Virtual on 4 Force. That was a couple of months back. That was about early this year, believe it or not.
That's not marketing.
Bad marketing.
Major marketing. Get back to work. Yes. Outside of that... the awful feedback again. Quit it. Right down your... Anyways, I shall mute my co-hosts while they sort out their microphones. They now know that they can't be heard on the radio. So sort out your mic and yourself off before I give you another schlep. Games Master is a television series which I still debate to this day is the absolute best one out there. It's made in the early 90s to 1997 sort of time, not 1970s, and it was more or less a quiz show, but it was fantastic. Because at the time you weren't wearing it, but there's a slight bit of adult innuendo in there as well amongst all this video games banter, and it's fantastic. Sonic games make a few appearances in there alongside Sega games because there's a lot of arcade stuff they showcase in there as well, really. But
one of the most infamous ones, sorry for butting in, is probably the Tetsujin challenge.
Yeah, that's definitely
which is the Virtual Fighter 3, and they actually had a Japanese person come in and he He supposedly defeated 100 people.
Then they had one where it's a virtual cop challenge where he managed to get through the virtual cop one. Yeah, through an entire episode in about 20 minutes.
The guy swore. the guy who did it tried to do, what was it, Virtual Cop 2 on two cabinets at the same time without losing a life. He failed it, and you can clearly see he swore, but it wasn't audible.
So he didn't do enough to cover up the screen, and maybe they just didn't want anything to be there now. Well, I would say, I've been on the site for a little while now, but it's definitely worth checking out if you haven't seen it, and you love Games Master. It's www.gamesmasterlive.co.uk. Have a look in there. The site's got a fair bit of info, but the real activity is going on in the forums, so have a look at their forums. But Games Master Live there, will the win, I would say, there. So, yeah. Right, let's get on, so we'll take one final musical break. Any live requests? The music can come in and we will bang them on, but that's it for the moment. We'll be playing a few tracks here and we'll be back in a second. You're listening to Fast Beats Foam Mix.
This is Fast Beat Foam Mix on Radio Sega. dream I can see you're not far away. Anytime, any place, I can see your face. You're that special one that I've been waiting for, and I hope you're looking for someone like me.
In my dreams, I can hear you calling me in the night. Everything's so sweet in your eyes. I feel there's so much inside.
In the night, dream delight. I want to see you standing there. In the night, dream delight. I found someone who can be here. In the night, dream delight. I want to see you.
There's nowhere I'd rather be but here with you. The stars above light the way only for you and I. I'm so glad I found the one I've been looking for.
Keep the dream,
dream
of the one you're hoping for. Love can come through an open door. Just be strong,
just be strong,
and you're sure to find.
This is
Fast Feet Film Mix
on Radio Sega.
Yes, and we're back after our regular sort of longish music break. Okay, so the tracks we just had on were Let's Tap, I Got Rhythm, Tap Edition, Streets of Rage 2, Go Straight, Nights, Dreams, Dreams, the adult version, and Sonic 06, Merry Go, Number, Kingdom Valley, Wind, the Castle, Lakeside, Water. So yeah, we're back for the final part. I think we still got a few people around in the RC, even though we just had a cut out there. Joining us now is Gonic as well, so hello to you.
Hello.
So you've caught us literally in the last 5-10 minutes where we just have a sort of round of banter, but never mind. Which brings to mind, actually. We were going to educate people on the ways of Games Master, weren't we, SJ?
Yeah, cool.
Gonic, no, you must have seen that at some point.
Well, you can start off if you want to.
I was thinking, Gonic, you must have seen Games Master, possibly, or not.
Well, they had this convention in Manchester at the Urban Centre. They aired the first episode. They, like, had Super Mario Bros. 3 on it or something like that. It was alright.
That's about right. They did do a live event at Games Master, I know, so they did. That was only a one-time thing, that mind, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's just a bit of retro classic gaming, I suppose, in some respects, but also just Dominic Diamond, the Scottish guy who hosts it.
No, the Scottish guy who hosts it was Dominic Diamond.
Yeah, Dominic Diamond. Apart from, as we were saying, Series 3, where we had Dexter Fletcher replaced, who's been in Lockstock and a few other things as well. But, yeah, he didn't really fit the role too well, so yeah, he disappeared by the next series.
Yeah, and as Dominic Diamond classically gagged on about him was the repeat the thing that the guy said beforehand.
What we should do is we'd feedback again.
Not again.
Sort it out.
My ears, they're bleeding.
But then what was his name? Patrick Moore, who's the astronomer, who was actually a Games Master. The Games Master himself was actually in the show. Apparently, they never actually crossed paths, Dominic Diamond and Patrick Moore, when they were filming it. So, very weird, I think they'd actually, you know, film a show that entire way about two people who actually sort of converse a lot of the time. Never meet. Odd nonetheless. Yeah. But I reckon we should get some more video, some music clips from Games Master and bung them on the show or something like that.
Yeah.
Put them mixed together, I don't know. We could do. Gabby said he's never watched Games Master. See, that's as bad as the debate we were having earlier on in the week, that I haven't watched Tron. That's just as bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes, Gonic never seen Tron either.
Yeah. See, it's not just me, man.
The funny thing is, the sequel to the film, which is about 20-something years old, is coming out this year, around this year or next year.
Yeah. Well, a good plan to catch up and see. It's all good in the hood, it just works out. Okay, let's finish up the show then, I suppose, for this week. We got a couple of requests which we're going to put on afterwards as well, and some things I think might be worth listening to, so we'll put those on in a second. But for let's get the Hag of the Week out of the way. Hag of the Week this week is going to be...
Don't you want to be my hag? Yes, you do!
Ryo no Cage. I bet I said that wrong as well, still, but yes.
Kage, but
that's Kage. Ryo no Kage. It's Hag of the Week, so suck it. Your microphone, that is, because it doesn't seem to be doing the job very well.
Well, I'll gracefully accept the honor.
Yeah, it can't be me, because I was Hag of the Week last week, so, in all fairness.
pick on the new guy. Way to go.
Yeah, it's just like... entry right or something like that. A passage way forward. Yes, look at it that way. Anyway. But yeah, things seem to be crawling to a gentle close at the moment as well, really. Quite you. what was I going to say? Yeah. Those of you on Twitter might have noticed this chap called Sonic Gone Social who just seems to retweet anything about Sonic. So if you follow him at Sonic on social, you might see what this guy's up to. But his period of the day was just all kinds of stuff. I mean, I kind of like it because he's helping promote some of the Sonic stuff a bit more. He does go nuts a bit there, though. Someone said, I remember, because a bit of debate happened this earlier in the week, someone saying, oh, he's a bot, you know, by Sega, who just got out doing this. And then he's just like, really, am I a bot? So, clearly not. You can get some bots up straight across Twitter, but he's not a bot by the look of it. He doesn't want to talk to anyone, though, either, so, oh, yeah. Lovely. Randomness going on around the community.
Get your occasional fanatic.
Yeah. In very different ways, as we probably all very well know. But yeah. So before we go, I think we'll put It Sounds Like Sega on one more time, just so you can get a recap of what we thought it sounded like Sega this week as well. Like I say, I'm looking forward to next week's, but this week's is still here. So, yeah. Have a quick listen. This is Sounds Like Sega, episode 5 of the Fast Speed Phomix. So yeah.
Yeah, we got
better. So yeah, that sounds like Sega. And a slight little lapse there, but yeah. Anyways, I think we round up for this week for the last hour and 20 minutes that we usually do. But yeah, unless anyone else has got anything else to throw in.
More horror music.
Oh, I think Radio Sega listeners want control of their station back now. That's probably what's going on. But yeah.
No, they don't.
Right, well, we're going to head back off. Some of us to Fastweb Media to crack on and get on with some new content for next week. Hopefully, I'm going to have some Sega Sonic TV content up next week. But we'll see as usual. Forums have been redone this week, so we are getting on with things and there's some new things to check out. So yeah, definitely worth having a look. And hopefully, there might be some developments with Radio Sega shortly as well. But we'll have to keep an eye out for those. I'm sure the other shows keep a bit more up to date with that anyway. Anyways, yes, we'll leave you for this week. This has been episode 5 of the Fomix, and we're going to leave you with a couple of tracks, one new one and a couple of classics. So yeah, say goodbye for this week from Defrank, Echo Horgonic, Ryo no Kage, and SJ.
Yes.
Bye.
See ya.
Yeah.
Mahalo.
And it's bye from me, Fastfee. I'll see you again next week's Phone Mix. Again, at the usual time, at 9 p.m. UK time, on Radio Sega. Take it easy, and we'll see you next week.
listen to this show again, download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
Coming in, hold on tight.